couple weeks ago was Engineering Week. Now, this is a national event that's sponsored by the National Engineering Week Foundation. And it's underwritten by some of the greatest names that you've heard here in the United States. For example, IBM, Motorola, 3M, Boeing, and even Raytheon. Now, the purpose of Engineering Week is this: to attract and cultivate the next generation of engineers and to celebrate the engineering profession. The mission of National Engineering Week is to sustain and grow a dynamic engineering profession through outreach, education, celebration, and volunteerism. So last week at the University of Arizona, the whole campus was abuzz with Engineering Week. And trust me, it's very exciting. There's nothing more exciting than a bunch of engineers getting together and talking about math and science. I mean, woohoo, there it is. But one of the events that happened during this week was sponsored by the campus ministry of the Lutheran Campus Ministry at University of Arizona. It was a forum entitled Science and Faith, Equal Sources of Knowledge. And it was presented by Ian Hutchinson, who is a professor of nuclear science at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And he discussed a question about whether faith and science are necessarily exclusive. In other words, can you believe in faith and science at the same time? Or are faith and science opposed to each other, like a tug of war, pulling against each other? Now, today, our gospel lesson was the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. And believe it or not, I think that the transfiguration actually applies to this question. Because you see, back when Jesus walked on this earth, people didn't really even question whether or not there was a God, or whether or not there was a supernatural aspect or a spiritual aspect of the world in which we lived in. The question that people then thought about, or that they put their mind to, was not necessarily, was there a God, but it was this: which God? Which God has authority? You see, back in that world, there were lots of God. All the neighbors of Jerusalem, all the neighbors of Israel, they each had their own gods. The Greeks had their gods. The Romans had their own gods. There were pantheons of gods. People didn't question whether or not there was a God or a supernatural aspect to the world. What they questioned about was which God. Which God had authority? Now, to understand this, I want to go back just a few chapters from Matthew 17 of the Transfiguration, and I want to look at this account of Jesus. Because people brought all sorts of people to Jesus to be healed. And in Matthew 14, 22, listen to what it says. Then the people brought to Jesus a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him, so that he could both talk and see. In verse 23, all the people were astonished and said, could this be the son of David? You see, they weren't even questioned whether or not the miracle was real or whether or not there was a supernatural component to the universe. What they were questioning was, who is Jesus and is he the son of David? And even the Pharisees got into the act a little bit because they didn't like what they saw. In verse 24, just a few verses afterwards, but the Pharisees heard this and they said, it is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons. You see, the Pharisees themselves weren't even concerned about whether or not the miracle actually happened. What they were concerned about was, by whose authority were the miracles happening? In other words, who was Jesus? And by what power and authority was he doing all these things? So see, in Engineering Week, you've got all these people coming together, and the question that they're asking is, can faith and science exist together? But the question that they should be asking is this: by whose authority are we going to live our lives? Because there is this prevailing view out there that says that science can answer all the questions, that if we just dig deep enough and look hard enough with our microscope, we can get an answer to every single question that's out there in the universe. But the question that people need to be asking is, even if we do that, are we going to put science as our master authority in the universe, or are we going to put God as the master authority of the universe? and all those people that came to see the lecture, that was the question they were truly seeking, is what is the ultimate authority in my life? And that's what I think the Transfiguration is speaking to. Because in the Transfiguration, we see the answer of who Jesus is and what his authority is. So we go to Matthew 17 in the Transfiguration, and I believe that Jesus answers this question because Jesus goes up to the mountain with Peter, James, and John. And you have to understand that they're probably wondering, who is this Jesus? And what does he represent and by whose authority he's acting on? And when we get to Matthew 17, we see that they go up to the top of the mountain, and there at the top of the mountain, Jesus is transfigured. And we see three things that happen at the top of that mountain. First of all, there is a bright light shining on Jesus. They go up to a high mountain, this is verse 2, and there he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. But then it goes on, because just then there appeared with Jesus before them Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus. And then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. And if you wish, I would put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But while he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. You see, in that one moment up at the top of the mountain, we find out the answer to who Jesus is. He's not just a God. His face shone with radiance. He is the God. He is the God of a Moses. He is the God of Elijah, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. And he's standing right there before them. And then this big, huge voice comes out, the same voice that spoke to Elijah, the same voice that spoke to Moses and said, This is the one. Listen to him. And in that one moment, Jesus clears away any doubt as to who he is or what his authority is, that he does all these miracles. He is God. And he's doing these miracles with the authority of God. Now, what is the response of the disciples to this? They get fearful and they fall down on the ground because they look at their own sinful life and they cannot stand in front of such a glorious scene. But Jesus comes up to them and lifts them up and said, Don't be afraid. Even though I am God of the universe, even though I am the God of the authority that created the heavens and the earth, I am still your God. You have nothing to be afraid of. You see, all these engineers that are seeking the answer between which is better, science or religion, and some of them are choosing science, and some of them are saying that I don't understand. Because when I look at the universe around me with this prism that is given me of science, I don't understand and I don't have all the answers. But God still exists, and God comes to them and says, Don't be afraid. I am your God too. I forgive your sins too. You see, last week when I went to this lecture, and Jennifer and I both went, we saw what was amazing was what we saw when we got there. The room was filled with people. As a matter of fact, there was standing room only, and the people went up the aisle and in the back room, against the back wall, and everybody wanted to hear what was the authority in their life? Because they've been told that the only authority they have is science, that science answers all the questions. But when you looked around that room and you listened to the questions that they were giving, the fact is science doesn't answer all the questions. Never can, and it never will. Because this is an amazing universe created by a God outside of this universe. And this God was up on the mountain of Transfiguration. This God, this Jesus, said, I am the authority. I am the one whom you should listen to. And these people that went to that lecture, they were looking for that authority, and the authority was there, Jesus. Science doesn't give all the answers. There's only one person that can give all the answers, and that is Jesus. And that is the importance of the Transfiguration. In his name, amen.